If you would like to grab your Bible and turn with me to Daniel chapter 1, the book of Daniel chapter 1. Now I know this morning I started off with a long reading of a passage in the Old Testament, and I'm doing that again tonight. That's not something that I've got a hobby going with or anything like that. It's just it happened to play out that way. But we're going to look at Daniel and Daniel chapter 1. And we remember in the first verse that Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. So we see Nebuchadnezzar has besieged Babylon, and he has become the king of Judah. And so here in this passage, when this is taking place, we know Nebuchadnezzar is king. And I want to look at the character of Daniel and what he did that he purposed in his heart. And we'll read further on, and we'll come back to this chapter and Daniel to cover more area of this story and make applications. So keep your finger marked in this place, and we'll return to it. But beginning in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "In the third year of the king of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel, and some of the king's descendants, and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of the time they might serve before the king. Now from among those, the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave the names. He gave Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego." But notice in verse 8, "Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of eunuchs that he might not defile himself." I want to look at what Daniel did tonight, that he purposed in his heart to not defile himself with the king's delicacies. What does this mean, that he purposed in his heart? And we're going to make application to our lives that we can learn a lot from Daniel and what he did and purposing in his heart. But he made a purpose. And what does this mean? This comes from the Greek or the Hebrew word sumsim, means to put, to appoint, to commit, or to determine. So he made a commitment right then and there that he would not defile himself with the king's delicacies. Now we know there are certain foods and certain animals that were instructed by God not to eat. These are unclean things. And of course, those meats offered to idols, they were to abstain from. And he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with these things. And it's such a simple thing that he made a commitment. He determined not to do this. And it's the same with us in our lives. We need to purpose in our heart. This means that everything was in effect decided for Daniel. If we purpose in our hearts that we are not going to defile ourselves with the worldly pleasures that we see in this life, it is going to be that much easier to follow God and keep His commandments. You see, if we purpose in our hearts, we commit right now that when we go out into the world and we are tempted and we are faced with trials and tribulations and persecutions even, and we get down and low, or perhaps this temptation draws us away, and we decide and we purpose in our heart to not defile ourselves, it's going to be that much easier to follow God and keep His commandments.